This is episode 2097 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series. We are at day two of this week's series where we're exploring the theme of Patanjali's Yoga Sutras in regard to the yamas. This week, we're focusing on the first yama, which is ahimsa or nonviolence. And this is nonviolence not only in regard to physical harm, but also in regard to harmful thoughts. The thoughts you think day in, day out may be harmful. And this is considered to be a form of violence in regard to this first yama. So how are you doing today? I welcome you and I honor you for being here. It takes a lot to break away from your day, to give yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. This is a way to send yourself loving kindness by simply showing up. You have a challenge this week. Your challenge has three parts, and you are encouraged to do this challenge daily. It's a way to keep yourself attuned to our theme this week, and that is to give yourself loving kindness, share loving kindness with someone else with kind thoughts and kind deeds, and send loving kindness to the world, doing something to help the world. This will be a way for you to begin to adopt this first very important yama. In fact, it's considered to be one of the most important yamas, because without nonviolence, without loving kindness, it's hard to move forward with other areas in your life, other self-improvement areas. It all starts with opening up to the possibility of love and kindness. So when you think about what's going on in the world today, loving kindness isn't something that likely comes to your mind. In fact, you could say that there's a lot of violence, physical as well as harmful thoughts. And this is particularly true in the United States where I live in regard to the upcoming elections. So I want you to stay really present and focused on what you're achieving this week by letting go of these harmful thoughts. Let go of the violence that you read about and you may see and hear about around you, and do your part to change that by sending loving thoughts. You'd be surprised by how powerful your thoughts are. And if you don't believe me, just think about this for a moment. If you're sitting, for example, in a restaurant and someone is smoking a cigarette next to you, and this is a non-smoking restaurant, you likely are thinking about how rude, how inconsiderate, how harmful this cigarette smoke and the person smoking is being. But according to the yamas and niyamas, Patanjali considers that your thoughts are just as harmful or even more harmful for you than the cigarette smoke. So think about that when you are thinking about whoever you are opposed to in the upcoming election, or how you feel in regard to wearing masks in a pandemic, or whatever the hot topic is that you're currently maybe even ruminating about. Think about how sending love and kindness would change your entire perspective, how you feel in your body physically. It will change everything. So that's what this series is all about. And to help you with that, I want to share with you an affirmation. We always do an affirmation in the second day of the series. The first day, we start off with a visualization, a mindset to get you ready for the whole week. The second day, you begin to focus on an intention, your affirmation. I encourage you to repeat this affirmation every day this week. Maybe when you wake up in the morning or when you go to bed at night, carry it into the last thing you think about. Think about repeating the affirmation during some of the most stressful times of your day. Affirmations are powerful thoughts that focus on your intention. So your intention this week is nonviolence. So the affirmation is, I send loving kindness to those around me. I send loving kindness to those around me. I encourage you to repeat this affirmation out loud several times, maybe three times, engaging your focus and the power of your voice. And then repeat the affirmation in a natural speaking voice. And then repeat it in a whisper. Then mentally repeat the affirmation to yourself, silently. This is a powerful way to repeat your affirmation, and I'll guide you through a round of it. If you want to be guided through the full experience, you can find a way to go more deeply into this week's meditation series on the Sip and Om meditation app, where you receive daily 30-minute guided meditations. You also receive a loving kindness journal and guide that you can download and keep. This app is free for you for 2 weeks. Now, as you get ready to settle yourself down and meditate, first, become present of harmful thoughts you may be thinking right now. What harmful thoughts do you have in regard to yourself? What harmful thoughts do you have in regard to someone else? Maybe even a whole group of people. And what harmful thoughts do you have in regard to the world today? Bring those to mind. Now, using your affirmation, send loving thoughts to yourself, to the world, and to someone else. Out loud, engaging the power of your voice, repeat, I send loving kindness to myself. I send loving kindness to those around me. I send loving kindness to the world. Continue repeating this affirmation in this way. Again, engaging your voice in different ways, out loud in your natural speaking voice, in a whisper and mentally. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.